First of all, I'd like to show you all a real crazy banjo here. Oh, while he's getting the banjo out, there's a fine publication out of Washington, D.C. called Bluegrass Unlimited. And it's, as far as I'm concerned, it's the first country music publication in any part of country music that... It's the first country music publication of any kind, as far as I'm concerned, that really publishes critical reviews. That is, reviews that don't just say, this is a great record, you ought to buy it. It says whether the music is good, and it gives you a little bit of background on it. It reviews records, it tells you what records are available, and gives you all kinds of lowdown on bluegrass, and on bluegrass only. And it comes out of Washington. There's a fellow over here named Dick Spotswood who will be able to take any kind of questions that you have, maybe even take some subscriptions. Yes, they'll send it to you. It's a fine magazine. Now, this instrument here, Mac Justice brought around, it's called the, why don't you come on around here, Mac?
All right.
It's called the Gibson All-American, is it?
That's right.
Is this all original?
It's an original instrument, but it's been refinished.
I see.
It was restored to its original condition as it came from the factory.
Look, if y'all would like to see this closer, you can see it around the side.
Get some pictures around the side if you'd like.
Okay.
Okay. Well, 1934-35.
As you can see, it's a Depression instrument.